Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living Word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi everyone, welcome to another Freedom Friday here at Deep. Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. This is Neil, and I would like to invite you to reflect upon today's Gospel taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 18 to 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on the rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorn bushes is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on the rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bear fruits and yields a thousand, or 60, or 30-fold." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the seed represent the word of God, the path, the rocky ground. The thorn bushes in rich soil represent us, the people who receive the word of God. Maraming pagkakataon na makikita natin yung mga sarili natin dun sa iba't ibang sitwasyon. Sometimes we are in the path where we hear the message through our community, to our ministry, through the mass, through the people around us, but we choose to neglect and close our heart simply because we focused on the other things. Sometimes we are the rocky ground. We have little soil. We hear and respond with initial enthusiasm, but the word of God doesn't sink deep in our heart. So when the hard time comes along, it will be easy for us to give up. It's easy for us to blame Him for everything that is happening in our lives. Sometimes we are the thorn bushes. We hear the message, but our concern for the riches and our worries in lives are much greater than the word that we receive from God. And it hinders us to understand the words and bear the fruits. And sometimes, we are the good soil. We hear the message, we open our heart to receive and understand the words. And most importantly, we live in it in our lives. Brothers and sisters, as I do my reflection on this parable, I end up asking myself, nasan nga ba ako sa apat na yun? Siguro kayo din nagtatanong. But I believe that God knows that we have different level of hearing, understanding, and responding to Him. And I know that He is more than willing to help us only if we choose to become the rich soil. The key word is choose. If we choose. Brothers and sisters, as we read the parable of the sower, I know right at this moment, Jesus is planting seed in our heart. Right now, Jesus is asking us, saan mo ilalagay itong parable na ito? Jesus is inviting us to check where our heart and soul is rooted on. And if we don't know the answer, know that God's grace and mercy is new every day. Let's come to the Son, Jesus Christ, our great sower, to grant us the wisdom and understanding to the Father's word. I believe that understanding the word is a gift from God, but reading and choosing every day to live in His word is our choice. With that, I invite you to pray. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the protection and peace. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for keeping our family safe. Thank you for reminding us today where our heart and soul should be rooted on. Jesus, help us to become the good soil through your providential love. We come to you in humility, admitting that we need your wisdom, guidance, and understanding, your words. May you send the people and the resources that we need to help us. And lastly, give us a heart that is willing to listen and obey your words. Mold us, Father, to become the man and woman you want us to be. We pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus, with the intercession of our Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.